So Cairo Spring, the AI mechanic, it's a brief introduction to TinyML and audio event detection. So I'm going to skip my background here. I'm currently studying a PhD and under the supervision of Dr. Martin Serrano. I've mentored in Coder Dojo for a number of years. I'm a maker champion for Galway National City Park status. I'm starting my journey into machine learning, and I have history in electronics. Need to make my peace with that I'm not a mechanic, and stop trying to repair my car myself when I don't, unless I have a fault code to follow. So with the advent of tiny machine learning, possibly able to identify car faults that are not audio, that are not fault code related through audio. So what's the aim of this talk? Is just generate some interest in the AI mechanic project to demonstrate the low barrier of entry to TinyML. Also demonstrate the easy route to building prototypes and with sensors now, and gather some feedback from the audience on this topic and how to best start it as an open source hardware software project. So the problem, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, which is kind of a recurring theme. And after fixing an oil pressure issue with my car, I introduced a new feature. As I said, there was an unrelated error on the scanner that I use, which is a 30 euro handheld device. So what's the solution? Record the desired state, which is the fixed car, over time as the car breaks, capture the audio again of the bad sounding car, air leak, bushing, broken, damaged brakes, something like that. Bring it to a mechanic, get it fixed, record the metadata from the receipt or from the conversation with the mechanic, and then the car returns to its desired state, and hopefully in the future you'll be able to identify that car noise. So it's considering the options cloud-based or on device. Initially, a number of years ago when we first discussed this and thought about it, we were going to go cloud-based because that was the only option at the time. But now that TinyML has finally brought independent intelligence to the edge of the network, even independent of the network. So why in a microcontroller? Getting back to the handheld device here, which is 30 euro. Microcontroller is inexpensive, low power, handheld. You don't need